Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. And the focus of today's Gemara is going to be on something that we already began speaking about Bikitsur yesterday. And that's the inyan of cottons Oichel Neveilois, or the Bezin Mitzuvin Lahafrishoi, or Ein Mitzuvin Lahafrishoi. If you find a cotton or tana who are engaged in some illegal activity, religious illegal activity, such as a cotton is eating nevela or chazir or what have you, do you have to go and stop him or her from doing that? There's a din of chinuch on parents, for sure. But putting aside parents, you see a cotton tana eating and drinking, whatever, do you have to stop them? Not that it's a bad thing to stop them, but is there any such obligation on the tzibur, on the individual, on the bezin? Is there an inyanet? Since after all, they're not a bar onshim anyway. That's the Gemara's shaila, which we're going to deal with today. Now, how did we get into all of this? Because yesterday we spoke about the fact that if you have a cheresh married to a chareshes, or if you had a pikeach married to a chareshes, Gemara told us yesterday, based on the Raisa and the Mishnah, that they are not ma'achil their wives betruma. So that if you have, for instance, a koyin who happens to be a pikeach, and the wife happens to be a chareshes, our Gemara said yesterday, he is not ma'achil betruma. Why is he not ma'achil betruma? After all, worse comes to worse. If she eats truma, even truma deraisa, it's the din of cotton oichel neveilois, where ein bez mitzvah lafrishay. So that was yesterday's Gemara, and therefore today we're going to continue on talking about the same issue, starting with two lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna irchesu lei miftachi de bei midrash berishus harabim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna lost the maftechos. He was apparently the gaba or the shamas of the shul, and he lost the keys. Where did he lose the keys? He knew that they were somewhere in Rishus Rabim, somewhere close to the shul. Our Gemara has a gears of Bishabata, but the Bach takes it out because Rashi tells us it was on Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yedalit, as we're going to see in another moment. So therefore, it would be superfluous to have it twice. Since Rashi puts in Bishabbos, apparently in his Gemara they didn't have Bishabbos. But the story took place on Shabbos. Also, the commentator Pdos. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bisna said, what am I going to do? Nobody will be able to go into shul tomorrow. The doors are locked. He came in front of Rabbi Dos. Omalesi told him, I have an eitz for you. Zil, the Bartali, the Talia, for the Taibu Hassan. Go and take the children. Rashi says, Tinoikois. We're not talking about older kids. We're talking about young kids. Tali, the Talia means boys and girls. And let them go and play over there and walk over there in front of the shul. We're hoping, because there'll be so many kids, the mishkechi lehu, if they're going to find keys on the floor, then they're going to pick it up and say, hey, what is this? And then you're going to have the keys for the shul. So what do I see from this? Al makosavar, that Rapidosu gave this eitzah, apparently holds it cotton oichel neveilois ein bez mitzum lafrishai. Because after all, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Shabbos, and that's where Rashi says that it's talking about in Shabbos on the second line. And we're not talking about a caramelist, the Gemara says talking about Rosh Hashanah, and they're going to be carrying it, presumably, from one Rosh Hashanah to the other, or four Amos in Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless, we don't stop them and say, hey, children, don't do that, you're not allowed to carry. So, l'choy, we have a raya that ain't bezmet simul afrishim. Zuk Gemara leim misayle, let's go and bring a raya to this halacha of Rapidos. Don't go and tell a child, go and bring me the key, or go and bring me the choysam. We're talking about on Shabbos carrying in Rishus Rabim. What does all that mean? In other words, although you're not allowed to go and tell a child to be oiver on Hilchah Shabbos, however, if he is doing it on himself, by himself, no problem. If you see that he's tolesh, he's there in the garden, he's pulling out some of the grass, or he's pulling a tomato out of the tomato patch, or whatever it happens to be. Or if he's zoyrik, he is playing with ball in Rosh Hashanah, throwing it back and forth on Shabbos, you don't have to scream at him, hey, Yankala, don't do that at Shabbos. No. That's what this braisa holds, that katan oichel nevelis ain bez mitzum lafrishoy. So if you see him doing the iser of toilish or zayrik, give him zayit. He's the choyer good to raya. Omer Abaye, Abaye says you don't have a raya. Toilish ba'at chayne nokov zayrik bekarmelis rabban. Says Abaye, you have no raya from this braisa to the halacha of Reb Pedos, that if a katan is eating nevelis, which are an iser diraisa, that the bezin is not mitzvah lafrishoy. This could be that the bezin is mitzvah. We use the term bezin, we use that somewhat loosely. We mean on the everybody, the tzibur, on the individuals. Do we got to stop the cotton, yes or no? Says Abaye, when it comes to the araisa, perhaps yes, you have to go and be mafreshim. You don't want a Jewish child to be over an issa toira, and you have to stop it. I hear it says in the braisa, Menichah toilish, menichah zayrik. It's talking about a situation where it was dirabanan. What was dirabanan? Toilish ba'atzit she'ein enokuv. He has at home, he has a flower pot. The flower pot does not have a hole on the bottom. Because if it did have a hole on the bottom, if you were to go and pull out the flowers or pull out the tomatoes or whatever is growing inside this flower pot, then you'd be over on an issa d'araisa. Because even though it's not on the ground itself, but by the fact that it has that hole underneath, it's considered to be mechubah lekarka, and therefore you'd be over deraisa. But here with the word otzi she'eino nokuv, there is no hole on the bottom, so it's just a regular flower pot without a hole, and therefore it's considered to be not mechubah but tolush. So you're being toilish from something which is tolush, which by the way is also osir, but it's osir derabbanon, not deraisa. And the same thing is, the child that was playing ball, he was playing in a caramelist. Caramelist is Rabban. So therefore, says Abaye, from this braisa, we have no raya either way, because it might be talking about the Rabbanan and not the erase.
Yes.
Rabbi Pedos was, in the case of Rabbi Bar Bisna, it wasn't just they were allowing the kids, they brought the kids there. It feels like it's one level above.
Proactive.
Exactly. It's one level above what the
it's like the encouragement.
I hear you loud and clear. If you'd be so kind, please hold your question for another minute or two, because we're going to address that shortly. Just as a shtickel milzit de bedichasa, the story is told that after they learned the daf here in Sechtes Yevamos, someone came over to the Satmaruv and he said, can you imagine Reb Pedos, great Reb Pedos, the Amoira, he's going and saying we should take together boys and girls in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Yeah, there should be either boys or girls, but not boys and girls together. It's not such a shver akash, because we're talking about tinoikis. They might have only been 3 or 4 years old. But nevertheless, is it right to have boys and girls? He says, they specially took boys and girls together. Because if you would only take boys or only take girls and you're going to tell them about keys or whatever, do you think they're going to care less? These are children. They're going to go and play around. The girls are going to play with their dolls and the boys are going to go and play ball and they're going to run around. As soon as they took together boys and girls, the boys said, oi, to do meitlich, the girls, they immediately went and they looked down towards the ground. I can't look at the girls. Oh, they looked at the ground. They immediately found the mafeikas, they immediately found the keys. They especially did it to them. Let's see. Satmaruv said that's the reason why he took both of them. The boys are going to look down. They can't look at the girls. No, they found the keys and they brought the keys back to Reb Pedos and to Reb Yitzchak Bar Bisna.
I apologize.
So Bailey, do we know if this plan worked or not?
They're still there, still waiting to get into the show.
We're assuming that it worked. Yes.
Aveli Chosim is bringing me my seal.
Yeah, so the seal normally means like a signet ring. Yes, ma'am.
I suggest that the reason why the Gershon's
Shop is not covered. Yeah. Because most keys are shops. Shops
only count keys.
Uh-huh. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, yes. Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful, man. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. And we continue on. See, the reason why I'm assuming that the Bach took it out, because if you look at the Rashi in the top of the Yomit, the title, they should play there. And then Rashi says on the second line, Shabbos Hoysa. As a state Shabbat, I don't need Rashi to go and tell me what Shabbos is. But your pshat is a wonderful pshat, Mendy. Not to take away.
Yes, it was like the simon that it was what? I'm sorry.
The simon that, if you look back on the Amud Beis, you see the last line, the Bach takes out the word b'shabbat.
Yeah.
Why does he take out the word b'shabbat? After all, the case is talking on Shabbos. Right. If it was talking about on Thursday, there wouldn't be a problem. It says, so I assume that the reason why the Bach took it out is because on the second line at the top of the Amid, Rashi says that it took place on Shabbos. If it said in the Gemara it took place on Shabbos, Rashi wouldn't have to tell us that it took place on Shabbos. Exactly, so apparently they didn't have this kirsa. And then the adds, is another good reason, because he probably didn't lose the keys on Shabbos, he lost the keys on Erev Shabbos. He wouldn't be carrying the keys of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. They are good. Anyway, we still have outstanding the question of Barry Mitchum and of Harry. We're going to get back to it shortly. Toshima. What happens if there happens to be a fire and a goy is coming on the scene and he seems to be intending to go and to extinguish the fire? Don't tell him extinguish the fire, and you do not have to tell him the al tichbe. The first ein oim lekabe, don't tell him to go and extinguish the fire, is because of what we call amira li'akot, which means you're not allowed to go and tell a goy to do a melacha on your behalf on Shabbos. That is awesome. We see that people go and call a goy to do this, that, and the other thing. So then there are hetedim if you do a bederech remez. You're now going to go and tell him explicitly, and hopefully you have an intelligent goy. I've told you the story already in the past, but it always gives me a chuckle. We have a doorman in our building. Nishtegres the chucham. Anyway, so Nishtegres the chucham, he's not the wisest person in the world. So this goes back, I don't know, 30 years ago plus, where we had two little kindlech on Shabbos. They wanted to go to sleep, and the light in the bedroom was open. So what do you do? Called up the doorman. And we said to him, Mikey, we have big problema. Yes, Mr. Retta, what is the problem? The problem is today is Sabbath. Yes, Mr. Retta, I know today is Sabbath. We're not allowed to go and turn on and off the lights. Yes, I know that. Yes, yes. Well, my problem is my two kids want to sleep and the light is on and I can't turn the light off. I have a big problem. Yes, Mr. Retta, I see you have a big problem. Promptly turned around and he went downstairs. He didn't turn off and turn on. He didn't turn on. The light is still on and the kids are still trying to fall asleep. Anyway, so you have to deal with a goy that has a little bit of seichel. Getting back to our Gemara, so our Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to do amir la'akim, you're not allowed to go and tell him directly, go and be mechabed, go and extinguish this fire. The al-tichba means you don't have to say anything. Al-tichba, don't tell him your nish. In other words, you don't have to go and say dafka al-tichba, don't extinguish the fire.
So is that like reverse psychology?
Whatever, in other words, like the Gemara said, Nesha ain't shvisos elein. It's not my problem whether he is over Shabbos, not over Shabbos. After all, he's a Gentile; he can do whatever he wants. Don't tell him to go and be mechaber. That you cannot, because of milakim. But al tichvid, you don't have to tell him anything else. In other words, just say Johnny, hello, how are you, and let him do whatever he wants. Continuing on the brisa, cotton habol chavis. If cotton wants to go be mechaber, oimrim lo al tichvid. No, then we tell him to stop. Because there the Shvisa is on them and on us, the people should be Mekayim and Shomer Shabbos. Also, I see very clearly L'choira over here that Katan Oichon Levelis Bezdin Mitzuvim La'Frisha. We tell the Katan, don't do it, out the Kaaba. So L'choira, that's Shver on Repedos against what we said before. Yes.
So they're not buying the Ein Onshin
That's
theory.
The Kash. That's the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara said, said on the second line that Rupidos holds cotton oichon reis ein bezim tzum lafrisha. Then, if that's the case, just like we said by the goy, you don't have to tell him al techaba. It should say the cotton as well. You don't have to tell him. Do whatever you want, cotton. You want to put it out, put it out. You don't want to put it out, don't put it out. It's all up to you. Here, l'chayr is a shtar karaya that a cotton oichon reis bezim mitzuvim lafrisha. Amrav Yoichanan be oisa al das oviv. It's talking about that he's doing it al dasa. What means al das oviv? So if you look at the third line of Rashi, oisa al das oviv. Shatinoik soife be oviv. The oviv apparently was within the proximity of this fire, and the child is looking at his father. V'roya shenoyach loy bekach, and he sees that his father is hoping and praying that his son is in fact going to try to go and extinguish the fire. The Ovid Oimen Olov, and the father is kind of standing there on top of him. The Havikilu whom it surveyulasis, even though he didn't say anything befeish, he could tell from that look, from that gesture, from the Rumizoisov and Krizoisov that we had earlier, that the father really would like him to go and put the fire out. In such a case, then we have to stop him. Why? And this is the question that Barry and Ari were posing earlier. It's one thing that he wants to do it on his own volition. Then we have a shayla, yom mitzvah, nish mitzvah, but certainly he's not allowed to go and do it at our instigation. We're not allowed to incentivize a child and say, no, go and turn it off. And therefore, since the father's standing there, sitting there in close proximity, it's as if he told him to do so, then we got to stop him, because he can't act as a
implicit.
That's implicit. Good, exactly. So what the Gemara is telling us is, even if you hold that ein bezin tzibul afrishoy, but you're not allowed to go and kind of feed him the nevelis, or in this case, direct him towards the fire with the kavana that he should go and be machab. So now we get back to Barry's question, if that's the case. What about the mafteichoy situation? Didn't we do the same thing? That is, if we kind of fed these children, that we encouraged it. So now that's what Rashi addresses. At the end of the fourth line, Aval Hanoch, onto the first narrow line, Av Hanoch Mafteiches Rav Yitzchak Lo Yehoidion Shenevdu Shom. They didn't tell the children, hey, Kindlech, whoever picks up keys is going to get a dollar reward, is going to get a lollipop. They didn't say anything. They just brought them over there to go and play. And they didn't get any indication from Reb Yitzchak Bar Bisna or Reb Pedas that it's a good idea, if they can find the keys, to look for keys. They didn't know anything about that. They just knew to go and play ball. And so therefore, in that case, that's not considered to be a situation where we are encouraging them, directing them towards the fire or towards the keys. You just let them play over there, and they find it, they find it. If they don't find it, they will have to wait longer until the shul finally gets opened. I guess we'll have to dive in next door.
It's like super.
Sorry, no, there are. Agma doesn't go through all of the various halachas. Mendy's pointing out that sometimes there are hesedim and kulas based on Sarfi Rabban. You're right, but Agmar is not addressing every potential issue. Agma is just addressing the things which the Gemara is addressing. Nobody should learn from our Gemara halacha lemaisa that you have to check out Shulchan Aruch, because it's not an easy halacha. There are many different rules, exceptions to the rule, and different cases. You have to review Shulchan Aruch and go speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Continuing on the Gemara, the Kavasa, since we started this brayse, and the beginning of the brayse wasn't talking about a kohen, it was talking about a oivet kechav mishabod lechav, and there we said, you don't have to tell him anything. It's up to him. Let him do what he wants. The cotton, we said, stop. Why stop? She said, the kavase, l'choyde, since the reisha and the sefer are presumably talking about the same set of circumstances, and therefore, and the reisha is also talking about that there must be Yisrael sitting there and looking positively upon the act of the goy, just like he was looking positively upon the act of his cotton. It's ke'ilim etzaveu. That was the lashon of Rashi in the fourth line. Since oviv oimet olav, have a ke'ilim etzaveu la'asoyz. That's prohibited. So then by the goy, it should be also. If the Jew is looking on it and he's kind of clapping or he's smiling, isn't that also implicit mitzaveu la'asoyz? And don't we have the same problem of amir li'akim mishari? Would that be mutter? Every ma'ayv kecham madai to the nafshi oviv. The goy is really not looking at the Jew and his smile. Even if there is no Jew around, the goy would do this kibboy because he has in mind his own interest. What is his own interest? Says Rashi, Yoidea Sheyitol Schar. He knows that one way or the other he's going to get a tip, he's going to get payment, he's going to benefit from putting out the fire. So he's not looking at the Yisrael, what the Yisrael says, yay, boo, no, bus, whether any Yisrael there at all. He just knows that as a result of whatever he's doing now, he's going to get a payment at the end. Look at the Rashi. About 8 lines from the top. Afilu below Yidias Yisrael. Even if there's no Yid around, he doesn't know. He's thinking about himself. He knows as a result he's going to get payment, so therefore he's working for himself, not for anybody else. Toshima. And we're going to bring a whole bunch of scenarios here and on the days, as you'll see. Ben Chover, Shiroga Leilach Eitzel Avi Imoy Am Oret. You have an Einiko.
Why Avi Imoy?
Why not Avi
Obi? Why not grandfather? What is the difference Avi Imoy, Avi Obi?
Can you repeat the question, please?
he wants to know why the Braisa starts with Ben Chover, who used to go to Avi Imoy. His grandfather.
Because his father was his own father wouldn't have been Amoritz, his father would have been a Chavitin.
Probably. Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
You're right. Fine. He wants to know why it said Avi Imo instead of Avi Ogif. We're talking about a grandfather, it doesn't make a difference, paternal or maternal.
Right.
So the answers that we've gotten here at the table are very simple. He is a Chover. The Zaydi is an Amoritz. Presumably, if the Enikel is the son of a Chover, then the grandfather is probably also a Chover. How can he have a grandfather as an Amoritz? Presumably, it's the maternal side, not the paternal side.
Same the generation.
Yeah, whatever. If you prefer just leaving it Tzarechi and fine, it's Shver. Why did Gemara bring a paternal, maternal,
paternal?
Akasha Famas. Ben Chovish Roga Lelech Eitzel Avi Imoy Amoritz. He used to go frequently, after he was a child, probably for Shabbos or during the week, he went to visit Zaydi and Babi. Ein Choshin Shem Yachilenu Dvorim She'enam Misukanim. You don't have to be choishesh that maybe the Zaydi is going to go and serve his Einiko food which is not metukan. Metukan over here means that they didn't give chumois for maisers. Even though we know the Amoratzim, some of them were not so careful about chumois and maisers. Chaverim always were careful. You don't have to worry about it. Motzi biyodei peirois ein zokakloi. Even if you find that this child is holding on to peirois, and then you're thinking to yourself, maybe those peirois maestros were not given or not given properly, and that being the case, I should stop it. I should say, Yingala, no, don't eat. Wait one second, let's see. Let's ask. Did Zaydi give Trumas and Maestros? Does he know what he's doing? No, you don't have to worry about it. Ein Zakakwai. So the Khair have a no look on the Khbularaya that cotton oichon the veilos, ain't bezmatumla freeshai. Let him eat it and finish. You know, worst comes to worst. If it wasn't Misukin, it wasn't Misukin. He's only a child. Amrav Yochan, you have no right. Could be we're talking about not Vaday Teva, we're talking about Demai. Because as you know, what's the whole inyan of Demai? Demai, the Gemara brings quite frequently, that they did a statistical survey and they found that Roiv Amoritz Ma'asrenein, the Derech Klal, Roiv of them did give Trumas and Maisers. There was a small percentage, unfortunately, that was not so careful. Therefore the Chum said, we want it to be 100% carefulness, 100% performance of the mitzvahs,
compliance.
Oh, that's a better term. Thanks. 100% compliance, and therefore they said that if you have the tzvua of an amoritz, then you have to go and be mavara to make sure that he gave trumas and maisis. And if not, then you have to give trumas and maisis again. And if you don't know, it's da mai. You look at this tzvua, you look at these payers, and you say, mai, I don't know what the history is. I don't know what the status is. Oh, by Demai, you have to be Machmir, you have to go and give Trumas and Maisers. But Lemaisa, this whole din of Demai is Zechdi Rabban. Because we're not Torah, we're not Choishish. It's a small percentage. It's only they were Mesak in the end of Demai. So there's the forces of Yerchel. Once again, it could be that if it would be an Issa Torah, maybe Kat Noichel Nebelois, there's the Mitzvah Melafrisha. So it's a Tumat and the Rabban and the Chacham, and we're not so Machmir. So Timur Ella, Taimed the Demai. Apparently the reason is, like Rabbi Yochanan just said, because we're talking about a Rabba. Havadai, however, if you're talking about Tevo Vadai, then Boila Surei. Then I would say, no, you can't allow a child to go and eat from Tevo Vadai, even though he's only a child. So I see the Kat Noichon Aveilos, there's the Mitzvah Mahafishai. Fakim about Rabbi Yochanan, earlier on, just a few moments ago, we learned when we were asking Akasha the Gabi the case of extinguishing the fire, and we said, don't allow the child to go. We had a raya of Bezdin Mitzum Lafrishoi, and then Rabbi Yochanan, you have no raya, because they're talking about Oysa al Das Ovid, so it's as if the father was Mitzavahim, went and asked the child, please go and extinguish, that you're not allowed to do. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan held before, since he came up with this teretz, apparently he holds that ein bezdin mitzuvim lafrishay. The only reason why over there we said al tachabe is because it was oisel das oven. But normally, ein bezdin mitzuvim lafrishay. Why is Rabbi Yochanan saying over here, b'dmayekilu, if ein bezdin mitzuvim lafrishay, even if it's vaday tevel, there's a big sign on it. Rabbi said, this is tevel vaday. Couldn't Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem, because Rabbi Yochanan says, ain't bezmashim lafrishoy. Why does he have to give a teretz with the Mayekilu? says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Tzvuki Mesapkele. Rabbi Yochanan himself was tossing and turning with this shayla. Do we say by cutting oichel nevel is bez mitzum lafrishay, or do we say ain bez mitzum lafrishay? And therefore, koi hocha matri. If you brought a raya to one side of this shayla, he would be doch and say, "You have no raya." And if you brought a raya to the other side, koi hocha, he also be matri. So in each case, he would go and push it over. You don't have 100% raya one way or the other. So Rabbi Yochanan never gave a definitive psak, at least not until this point. Toshima, we have another case. Here betum ed men chover koyin shiraga leilach eitzu avi imoy koyin am oretz. Okay, so the Zaydi has his enikel coming to him from time to time. Again, the Zaydi was Nebuchadnezzar oretz, and the child was a ben chover. Ein choishin shem yachilenu truma tmei. Since we're talking about a family of kahanim, and since the koyin, the Zaydi, happens to be an am oretz, he may not be makbid on keeping his truma b'tahara, so I have to be concerned about truma tameya. And if it's truma tameya, then there's an issa deraisa of eating truma tameya. And Rashi brings from a pasuk b'sherecha tichlanu, you can only eat it b'tahara, not b'tuma. So now, when this einikel goes to visit his zaydi, you don't have to worry, like the Gemara said before. And similarly, motzah b'yodei peiros, if you see that he's holding peiros in his hand, ain zokiklai. You don't have to say, Yankala, don't eat from that. It might be truma tameya. Stay away. No, you don't have to. Is the chayin nochmul araya that cut noichon the veil is ain bez matum lafrishan? And the Gemara gives the same terence as before. Truma betruma deraban. If it would be truma deraisa, maybe bez matum lafrishan. If it's tak in the veil, it's chazer, it's real truma deraisa. More likely than not, it's truma tameya, and we would stop it. However, truma derabanan, rabanan said derabanan, so therefore they will not machmir when it comes to kinnulach. Toshima, let's try to bring another raya, one way or the other. Yoinik tinik v'hoylech me'oyveres kechavim me'behemet tmeya le'en choshishin b'yoinik sheket. A child is allowed to be yoinik, allowed to go and nurse from either veres kechavim from a Gentile woman, me'behemet tmeya, or even from a non-kosher animal, le'en choshin, in other words, from a horse or from a chazer. Can go and be yoinik, can go and nurse if the child needs milk. Ben choishim yoinik shekets. Rashi said choishim yoinik shekets means you don't have to go and scream at the child and say, "Hey, you're eating from shekets, from shrotz." It's not really a sheretz. We're talking about behemet tmeya. It means you don't have to scare him off and say, "Ah, I'm a tunish." You don't have to. V'lo yachilenu nevelus treifish katzer ramos. And certainly you're not allowed to go and feed him biyadayim. That wasn't even the discussion. That everybody agrees you're not allowed to go and feed biyadayim. We're just talking about having him stop if he was eating on his own. Umikulan yoinik mehem v'afilu b'shabbos u'begodol osur. Umikulan yoinik mehem, again going back to the behemet tmeya, avedes kechavim, he could be yoinik, that's not an issue. V'afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, but not by a godol. What's the problem with the godol and on Shabbos? Mitchum will talk about that shortly. Mefarik, exactly. Told Mefarik. We'll talk about that shortly. Anyway.
But there's still a problem of Machalas Asuros, the Thomas Alev as a Moach.
You're talking about Timtum.
Yeah,
and then you can have to, at the very, you shouldn't wait until 15 minutes for that. We have to, at the very top. Cut noichel neveloi, same bez mitzum lafrishoi. They should be good mitzum lafrishoi because of Timtum.
I was bothering
him back then,
too.
Oh, okay.
You're showing patience, Tim. I'm not taking your material.
Thank you. That's wonderful, wonderful. The Indian of Timtum Halev, Taka says in the Gemara that a person that eats macholas asurois is a din of Timtum, says in the Pasuk that it may symbom, and that in the mesem, which poshut means in the mesem Russian of tumah, is missing an aleph. Therefore, the Gemara darshens it from timtum halev. Timtum halev means like the heart is verstopped, that you are stuffing up your heart and your neshama and your body with macholis asuris, with foods which are awesome. That's more of a spiritual rochnius concern as opposed to halacha lemaisa. As far as halacha lemaisa, we're talking about a child. Our Gemara says, is there a rule that you have to stop him? Or is there no rule that you have to go and stop him? That's what we're dealing with. Tip to Malay, you're 100% right. On a spiritual level, it would be a good thing to have him refrain from eating or drinking any of these wonderful things.
Who said that? Did you mean?
That was a question that Brother Shai just
said. Who said it here?
I think it's Gemara. Morris says, if you look in the Pasuk, it says, Benet Mason Bum, and it's missing an Aleph. I think Morris says, you learn from that, Tim to Malay. There was a story like that, if you remember, Nebuchadnezzar, about 20 or 25 years ago in Muncie, there was a story of a person who, on the surface, was a from Eid, who had been selling
chickens.
I can't believe he gave the daf. That cannot be.
It's anyway. More recent, not 2020.
Yeah, 10 years? Do I hear 15?
I would say 18. Closer to 10 to 15.
Okay, 10 to 15.
25.
Okay, fine.
Maybe not 10 to 25 in upstate.
No, it was more than 15 years ago. Because I heard about the story.
I think only chickens.
Which is
15
years ago.
He's living in Eretz Israel out here.
Yeah, yes, yes,
he's
yes.
He's in refuge or he's in exile.
He's witness protection.
Anyway, so there was, unfortunately, a lot of people ate from that so-called shechita, which wasn't shechita at all, it was Nebuchadnezzar, Rachmanuslan. And after that, many, many people threw out all of their pots and their pans and their plates and all the rest. The pots and pans, most of them, you could go and kasher, but you can't go and kasher the plates because that was by layer. People en masse took trucks and cars and they took all of their plates and put them in that guy's lawn so that he had on his lawn tons and tons of china and of plates and this. Nebuchadnezzar, it's a tragic story. Anyway, so after that, they wanted to make a Yom Tanis for everybody that ate Nebuch from all of these Nevelis and Treifis. So some Rabbanim were citing the Gemara's about Timtum Alev, even though you did it, Bishogeg, nobody did it, amaze it, except for that fellow who was Machel, the Nevelis and Treifis. Everybody did it, Bishogeg, but nevertheless, to get out all and to wash it out of your body, so to speak, and to have a Tanis. But other Rabbanim said that we only find Timtum Alev Legabi Mazid, we don't find Legabi Shogeg. If the person ate it b'shoigig, even though l'chayit, it doesn't make a difference whether it's b'mezid or b'shoigig, but nevertheless the timtum alev doesn't apply, and therefore they didn't were misnaged against having the fast, but they said it's not necessary to go and fast because the timtum alev only happens if you do b'mezid. So therefore, according to that view, and I'm certainly not worthy to go and to try to decide who's right and who's wrong, but according to that second view, none of this involves the timtum alev because the child, when he does it, he doesn't do it b'mezid. There's no iser. He's not a bar unshin. So therefore, you don't have to stop him. He's not getting the timtum alev because he's not doing a mezid to be over and iser in the Torah. And even if he was, he's still only a child. He's not a bar unshin anyway. But it's an interesting food for thought. Somebody wants to go back to that machlokis at that time. So getting back to our Gemara now, what the Gemara is telling us is that the yoinik, the child can be yoinik from the behemoth tzmeya, vein choshin, and you're not worried about it. So the choshin, again, we have the same raya that ain bez mitzum lafrisha. But we're not finished with the brisa yet. The brisa continues on. Abishol oinik, the hagen hayinu, I remember that we used to have this minhag, she yoinkim a behemoth tahoira, beyontiv, that we would go and suck directly, nurse directly from the behemoth tahoira, a kosher animal, kosher cow, on yontiv. We're going to come back to this in a minute. Ketani Mia, but what do we see from the beginning of the Brisa? Ein choishin b'yoinik sheketz. That we don't go and scream at the child. No, stop, stop. You're going and drinking from a behemoth tmeya. It's sheketz, it's timtum, it's terrible. How can you do it? So the chayav raya that ein bez mitzum afrika. Everyone has a mishum sakan. He have no raya. Because you're talking about a tinnik who is nursing. A tinnik who's nursing, oh, that's a sakana. Therefore, even if it's a triple A issa deraisa, it's pikuach nefesh. You don't want the child chas v'shalom to die. So therefore, you have no raya from the fact that he wants to drink from the milk from the behemoth tmei. Apparently, there's no other milk available, so that's what he's drinking. Furthermore, if that's the case, yachi gadol ami. If you're talking about a sakana, why are you distinguishing and saying ubegodol osur? A sakana is a sakana for everybody, not only just for a child. Is the gadol boy umdina. Before you would allow a gadol to go and start nursing from a behemoth tmeya, there you'd have to go and make an assessment and see, is it really such a sakon? After all, if you're telling me the guy is really desperate, he's hungry, hasn't eaten, yeah, Shabbos is going to be over in another 3 hours, 5 hours, 7 hours, can he hold out until then just by drinking water without having milk? So you have to go and assess it, bring a doctor, go and see his temperature or whatever. Don't you have to say the same thing about cotton? Is it really a sakana or not? Since if you're talking about a nursing baby, that's his staple, that's what he eats. He eats milk. If you don't give him milk in timely fashion, this you don't have to start asking doctors and medical experts. It's a sakana. So therefore, allow him to go eat. Then you have to go and assess, are there other alternatives? Are there other, can you wait a little bit longer? Etc. So if you have no raya, it's our shayla, because that be kuch nefesh. Of course, he can go and eat from the behemoth tmei. note that the Braisa begins that the Yonik Tinik from an Avedis Kechot, even from a Goyte, from a Gentile nurse. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought that L'chatchila, a Jewish child, should not nurse from an Avedis Kechot. And the Ramah, or the later Poskim, say that the reason is, because we learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was just a child, and they found him inside the basket, and then Bisya Basparo, he said, no, let's go give him to a nurse. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not want a nurse from any of the Gentile women, until Miriam came aboard and said, I'll take care, and gave a request to his own mother, to Yocheved, like we know the story. So it says, Ramah, based on that, every child, we should follow in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu and don't have a wet nurse who is a Gentile. I mean, if you have nobody else and it's pikuach nefesh and the mother can't nurse for whatever reason, and about it. But otherwise, a chilun shouldn't go and give it to a Gentile.
There's a shortage of formula.
I heard that there's a shortage somewhere, right? Anyway, Shkreif will bring that to our attention. Anyway, so the question is, ask the Mephoshim, ask people, you know, if my child was going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, I could understand. And I have to be very careful, Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabban Shal Yisrael. And my child is going to be a regular child. So, you know what? My kolarash, he nurses from a Gentile woman. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said, what the Shulchan Aruch, what the Ramah is teaching you is that every mother should look upon their child as having the potential of getting to the point of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that of ultimately, the child will not reach that level. But that's what a mother should have, that in her mind, that motivation, that ambition, that her child eventually is going to become a Moshe Rabbeinu, or a God will be Israel. And therefore, that's why treat the child as if he was a potential Moshe Rabbeinu.
Who is the mother that brought her baby to the Beis Medrash to hear
Yeshua?
Yeah.
So Yeshua saying,
very good. But not for the milk, just for the milk of Torah.
Right, exactly.
Beautiful. I remember that we were Noheg, that we used to go and drink, nurse from the Behema Torah, from the udders of the animal, kosher animal, on Yom. Why is Abishol telling us? It's not just telling us a story. So what's the case? Idik is a kind of sakana that no other milk in town, and everybody are desperate and they don't know the food. The Philip Shabbos Nami is a sakana, and you do whatever you have to do to be able to survive. So you can go, of course, to an even on Shabbos. Why dafkan yot? Elamai, there was no sakana. So Philip Yontif also said, how are you allowed to go and do this in Yontif? What is the Isser involved? The Isser is, says Rashi, an Isser of Mefarek. Who says Mefarek? Mefarek means to go, just like there's an Isser of Schita on Shabbos. You know how to go and squeeze out an orange or other types of fruits, or a grape to go and take out the grape juice, etc., etc., on Shabbos. So Mefarek is similar, that you're not allowed to go and take, Mefarek means to go and take one part from the other. It's not a question of Borer, it's not a question of separating. It's Mefarek means by extracting the juice from a fruit, Mefarek, you're separating it. But if you're talking about, for instance, Oichel and Psoilis, that's Borer, that's not a Mefarek. Anyway, but getting back to our case over here. So now, if we were talking about squeezing out the milk from the udder and then putting it into a cup and taking the cup and serving these talmidim or those that were drinking, that would be a real mefarek. Of course, that you're actually doing the squeezing. Here we're talking about nursing directly from the udder. That's what the Gemara calls a mefarek kelachar yad. Kelachar yad means not doing it the normal way. Obviously, normally what you do is you squeeze out the udders. You don't normally have people drinking directly from the udder. So drinking directly from the udder, even though you're squeezing it with your mouth and you're pressing it with your tongue or your teeth or whatever it happens to be, that's called mefar kelachiyat. Any type of melacha that you kelachiyat, by definition, gets downgraded from a diaraisa to a drabanon. But nevertheless, but still an iser. Says Imam Letrichad Iketzar. We're talking about that these talmidim that Abishol was referring to in the Haganah, you know, they were not a sakana, but they were bitzar. They were in pain. They were hungry. They were thirsty. Because of mefarek lachiyadu, the mefarek of drinking directly from the udders is considered to be mefarek lachiyad, which is also to Rabban. Shabbos is a skila, goes to Rabban. Then Rabban said, oh no, you're not allowed to. Yonder is allowed. All the lamed tes malachas on yontif are iser lav and not iser skila, because the rabbanan said kelachar yad. Okay, b'mokim tzar. That's tamazay.
Well, isn't it? I mean, it's litzorach ochel, can't we say? On yontif?
On yontif, are you allowed to go out in your garden and cut tomatoes from the tomato patch so that you should be able to eat it together with your egg salad on yontif?
Probably not.
Why not? It's a tzarech ochel nefesh.
So where is borderline between?
That's an excellent question. Next, when we get back to Masechtas Beah, which many mafarshim call Masechtas Yontif, and we'll see whether we can establish Kedarim, or in the halacha class when we learn Shulchan Aruch together, we'll see what's permissible, what's not permissible. But for our purposes, Gemara says this would not be permissible if you are just directly going and squeezing it. But klachiyad, the rabbanon. Tsar Yontif Mutter Toshima says in the pasuk. Okay, until now the major focus of the Gemara has been whether you do have to withdraw the child and have him refrain from eating the Nevelis or Treifas or doing a Malacha on Shabbos or etc. Now we're going to talk about what the Mefarshim call Sfiya Biyadayim. The Gemara uses that expression in another two lines. Sfiya means to actually feed them. Are you allowed to go and feed them an Isser? It's Toshima. It says in the pasuk, "Loisachilum ki shekets hay." The Irish in the Gemara, "Loisachilum," even though it says "Loisachilum," which means you don't eat. Rashi points out that the word "Loisachilum" appears a number of times in Parashas Shmini, as well as in Parashas Re'eh. You have a number of pasukim that say, "Don't eat a sheretz, don't eat a shekets, don't eat an aveda, don't." Therefore, the Gemara is Irish with that "Loisachilum." One of them comes to tell you, not only don't you eat, don't go and make sure that the gedolim are careful that the ketanim should not eat. My love, isn't the pshat in the pasuk, the amalahu, that you have to go and say, yankala, don't eat. So you see the bez mitzum lahafrish, right? The amalahu loisachu, the timalai. The pshat in the pasuk is, to lay lisvu, lay biyadayim. Yes.
Is this similar though, because it says three times do not cook a kid in its mother's milk, that you learn that it's not solely that exact action, but there are other things that you're not allowed to do?
You're 100% right in terms of the parallel, that when you have extra psukim, typically we have a mesorah that each pasuk comes to tell us a lesson. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't write superfluous words, and so therefore each one has a message. The message with this pasuk, careful that the ketanim should not go and eat things that they're not allowed to eat. But we say, the chayra is the harai, the bez, and the mitzvah lafrish. So the morning means sfiya biyadayim. And now they're going to feed them. If they're eating on their own, zentai, you don't have to tell them anything. However, if to go and feed them something, that you're not allowed to. Toshima, I have another raya. This is now talking about dam. This is a dumb raya. Kol nefesh mikem lo yisoich al dam. Here too, there are numerous pesukim that say in the Torah, don't eat dam, and dam lo nefesh, and dam lo nefesh, you mechaper. Now that eat dam. So what do we need this pasuk for? Again, lahazik toim maltanim. My love, the army lo yisoichu. No, yingala, don't eat the dam, don't drink the dam, it's awesome. No, boy, this will be a dam. You can't go and give him a can of dam, or a cup of dam, and have the charge of it. Toshima. Beginning of Parshas Emor, it says Emor Kahan Bnei Aharon V'yomarta Leyem. Rashi says in Chumash, what's Emor V'yomarta Lahazik Dol Matanim, that the older Kehanim have to make sure that the young Kehanim, that is the children, that they should not be the nefesh liyitam of Amav. My love, the Omer Lahu Loi Lestitami, that if you see a child who's a Kohen who wants to touch an Avela or a Sheretz, no, don't do it, don't, you're going to become Tamei. You want to know. Again, the same teretz, but you're now allowed to go and take the child and have him touch the nadela or the dead child. But you don't have to stop them. Now, the chayra, therefore, we have three psukim, one talking about shirotzim and the nadelas and stuff, the other talking about dam, and the other talking about tumah. And all these three psukim are teaching us a din of the iser sviya biyadayim, you're now allowed to go and feed a child a dover aser. What do I have to have three psukim? The Ashbinish Katz, when we said the first pasuk, Mishum the Isuran the Mashu. There the Isur is a Mashu. Not really a Mashu. Rashi says, top Rashi, Mashu, Bik Adasha, Kitum Osan. We know the Tumah of a Sheret is Bik Adasha. Kadasha means the size of a lentil. Since a lentil is so small, then we consider it as if it happens to be a Mashu. And therefore, that's why the Torah is Machmir. Don't feed Nevelet, not Nevelet, Shrotzim to a child. Avodam, the Ad Iker Revias, there he wouldn't be over the Issa Deraisa unless you drank a full Revias. So then, of course, Shiros Minatari, for sure. But there's only an Oinish if you go and take a full Revias. So I would think, Emolai, maybe I don't have to be so Makbid and Machmir the Gabi Dam. That's why you have to have a possible Dam. Viashmi the Dam, Mishim the Iker Kores. Person, Kichol Oichel, Nefesh, whoever eats Dam, the Vinichris is a din of Kores. It's distasteful and there's a terrible lab, but it's not a kares. I would think, okay, then you don't. There's no iser of sviya b'daim. You could feed a child in a shtikl sheretz. That's a universal iser that applies to everybody in Klal Yisrael, the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. Avatuma imaloi, because some only refers to a small segment, the elite called the kahanim. So maybe there's no din of lahazir gedoy l'mal ptanim. Mashmalan after the pasuk by tumah. Miash bin tumah, I would say kahanim shani mishum deriba man mitzvahs yisayrais. Because they're the elite, that they have these special mitzvahs. That's why the Torah says, and make sure that the children are also are properly edumacated, that they shouldn't chas v'shalom be over an iser of tumah. Avul hani emoloi, but the rank and file of Klal Yisrael don't have all those additional mitzvahs of a kohen. We're not part of that elite group. Maybe it doesn't apply to us. We have to have all three sukkah. I just note parenthetically, although the Gemara says at the top that the Issa of Sheretz is B'mashu, Rashi says Bekadasha, the Tosis on top acts very genteel vis-a-vis Rashi, because he says Loidok. Rashi forgot a Gemara in Mesechtas Me'ila, where there it says, Legabe Tumma of Shrotzim, Tzaka Badasha. However, eating Sheretz, there too there's a din of the Kizayis. And here we were talking about Loisachilam, Loisoichum, not eating. So the Choyra, both Rashi is Shver, when Rashi says Kadasha Kitumason, it's talking not like the Tumah. That's Kadasha, but here it's talking like Kazai. It's all the difficulty Gemara, because Gemara called it Isurim B'mashu. Therefore, Rashi comes up with a different shot, says it's talking about, and not Rashi, Toises comes up with a different shot, that it's talking about that the person, that the child, wants to eat a Nimola. And Nimola is an ant, without the U, A-N-T. Yeah. And therefore, if a person eats an ant, even though that is less than a kazayis, but it's considered to be a beria, it's a full ant, especially those little, tiny little ants, it's not like a mashu, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. Anyway, Ayin Batoiz is tough to be. Getting back to our Gemara, Toshima, we're about six lines from the top. From here till the end of the perek, we're repeating the cases that we had in our Mishnah, at the beginning of this parak, which all, as you recall, pretty straightforward. You just must have no halkin kop in terms of the details. It's Toshma. Again, we're going to try to bring Rayas Lagabe Kotten Oichel Nevelis, Bez Mitzuvah or not Mitzuvah Lafrisha, Zokimar. What did we say in the Mishnah? Shnei Achin, Echad Bikech, V'Echad Cheiresh. One was normal, and one unfortunately was a Cheiresh, unfortunately was a deaf mute. Nisun Shnei Achoy, so we're married to two sisters, and the two sisters were Pikchoys, regular normal ladies. Meis Cheirish Bal Pikchis, the Cheirish Bal Pikchis, he passed away, and now this Pikchis is now the Almona of the Cheirish. She falls Liyibum to the brother of the Cheirish, and that brother was a Pikech, because there were two Achim, one Pikech, one Cheirish. So Mayas Pikech Bal Pikchis, what should that Pikech do when this Pikchis falls to him to Yibum? After all, he's married to the sister. Etzachoyz ishtoy. What's the din? My yasa bikech bal pikchis. Start again. Shnei achen echem bikech echem cheirish nesuin shnei achoyz pikchis. Meis cheirish bal pikchis. The cheirish passed away. The bal pikchis, the pikchis falls now. The yibam my yasa bikech bal pikchis. Take to mishum achoyz isha. He says to himself, I am fully married. I'm a bikech. My wife is a pikchis. This is a kedushin and nesuin min hatoyra. And so therefore, this young lady that falls to me, there's no zika. It's a chois ishtoi. It's an erva, like we learned back on Daf Beis, and therefore she's free to go and marry the shukah. What happens the other way around? Meis bikech bal pikchis. Oh, that was a condition to your eyes. Now that bikech fell, Nebuch passed away, and who does the pikchis fall now to? To the remaining surviving brother, who's Nebuch Cheirish. My yasa Cheirish bal pikchis. What happens now? Now the marriage of the Cheirish to the pikchis was only a drabonon dika marriage because of the fact that he's a cheirish. I mean, I'm afraid he didn't have enough mental capacity to go and marry the pikchis. But drabonon, they said, yeah, they're married. Okay, but now he has a yibam diaraisa situation because his brother passed away and this pikchis falls to him. What happens now? because that zika is a deraisa, and his marriage was only a drabanan, moitzes ishta beget. He's no longer allowed to go and continue living with his own wife because of the fact that his wife is achoy ziku kasoi. There's a zika deraisa which supersedes his own marriage, and therefore he'll have to go and give his wife a get. Can he give a get? He's only a cheresh. So Mishnah told us, yes, just like he was machnes beramiza, he'll be moitzi beramiza with those kritzoisav and remizoisav that we had before, with all the hand gestures and the winks and all the rest. Fine. So moitzis ishtoi beget, and the eishes achiv asur li oilam. What's going to happen with the eishes ach that fell to him? This cheresh is not going to be able to go and give a chalitza, because we learned back in Daf Kuf Dalit in the Mishnah that a cheresh mitachareshes mitachotten, they cannot go and a katana, they cannot go and do chalitza. What about being koinus? He can't be koinuser because this young lady happens to be achos ishto. Even after he divorces, then she'll be achos gerushasai. But achos gerushasai remains forever until chas v'shalom somebody passes away because it's impossible to chaya. So she remains asur li'ol. So that was the first case that the Gemara is bringing as a raya. Frank the Gemara, amai moitzias ishto beged face of gabei. In this case that we're talking about, that the Cheresh Bal Pichis, he had that Zika from the other brother that Pichis had felt him. Moitzis Ishtu Beget, he has to go and make sure to go and send his wife away with him. Why does he have to go and send his wife again? Taste of Gabay. Why shouldn't she continue living together with him? I, the being over an Isur, what's the Isur? Achoy Ziku Kasai. Big deal. Cotton Oichon the Vavasu. This Cheresh has the same status of Cheresh Shoit V'Katan, and therefore it's Oichel Nebeles. The Bezin should say, Mikra Dinavada, he should divorce her. But if he wants to stay married, you know, we won't get involved, let him do whatever he wants. Says the Gemara, no Raya, Mishami Sura Dida. The reason why we force him to go and give a get is because although he is a Cheresh, she is a Pikachas, meaning that she's a regular, normal lady. And just like he has an Isser of going and living with her because of the din of Achos Grushasai, Achos Ishtai, she has the same din too. She's not allowed to engage in this relationship either. Because of that, that's why he has to go and give again. Not because of himself, because of her. Toshima, let's bring another ayah from the same Mishnah. Shnei Achim Pichin, Nesun Shnei Achoyois. Here both brothers were Pichin, two sisters, where one of the sisters, Achas Bikachas, the Achas Charesh. So it's like a reverse, a mirror image of the previous case. Here, both brothers are normal, and it's the wives, one that's a pikech, one's a chareshes. Meis pikech bal chareshes. Pikech bal chareshes passed away. Ma yasa pikech bal pikchus. What does the pikech bal pikchus do? Can he go and be miyabim, the lady that fell to him, for yibim? The answer is obviously no, because his marriage, pikech bal pikchus, is a marriage to Yeraisa. Who fell to him? This chareshes fell to him? No, takes mishem achos isha. Even if that would have also been a kiddushin deraisa, it makes no difference. Achos ishtoi, she goes out and she's muteris l'shama. But what about the other case? Meis bikeach bal pichas. When I'm the bikeach passed away, mayas bikeach bal chareshes. Oh, now you have a bikeach bal chareshes where the bikeach says, "Oy oy oy, how can I possibly continue living together with my wife? I have a zika from my brother that passed away. That yevama is falling to me." That is a yibum deraisa chiyah, because it was a pikeach bal pichas. My own marriage to the chareshes is drabanan. I can't live with my wife achoyzu kukasei. Moitzis ishto beget, it's going to have to go and send her away with a get. And of course, the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, why does he have to send her away? She's only a chareshes. Didn't we say koyten koten oichel nevelis ein bezin mitzuvul afrishay? Do we have lechayra rai that bezin mitzuvul afrishay? Let's wait for a moment till we get to the kasha. And then it continues on, what is going to happen with the Eishes Achiv? Eishes Achiv, he'll be able to give Chalitza. The previous case, the surviving brother was the Cheresh, he was not able to give the Chalitza, and that's why we said Asur al-Oil. Here we're talking about that the surviving brother is a Pikeach. It's the wife that is the Chareshes. Oh, so since both the Yavam is a Pikeach, and the Yavam is a Pikeach, so he gives her a Chalitza, and we're done. Again, the Gemara asks the same kasha that we asked. Why does he have to send away his wife again? She's only a chareshes. Face of Gabay, let her continue staying with him. Cut noichum the veilis. So, after the moment, she'll be suri today. you're right, in terms of the woman, the wife, you're right, we could have said, let's not say anything, let them do whatever they want. But he's the Bikeach. He's a normal, regular guy. He can't continue living together with the Charesh, because that's Achoyziku Kasai. Because of him, that's why we have to say in the Mishnah, give a get. Amarav, let's find a third case. Toshma, did you find out whether the case is repetitive or not? You haven't had a chance to go look
for it. I haven't had time to look for
it. It's okay. I don't think you're going to find it. But Toshma, we continue on the Mishnah. Shnei Achen, Echad Chesh V'Echad Bikeach. Nesun Shnei Achoyiz Echad Bikachas V'Echad Chareshes. And we're talking about respectively. In other words, Chedesh married Chareshes, Bikeach married Pichas. And again, two brothers, two sisters. Meis Chedesh Baal Chareshes. If the Chedesh Baal Chareshes passed away, it's a din of a Kiddushin Drabbanan. Now, Nebuch the Chedesh passed away. Mayas Bikeach Baal Pichas. What is the Bikeach Baal Pichas going to do? Nothing. Take the Mishnah Machreis Ishtoi. This young lady that falls to him for Yibam doesn't fault him for Yibam, because he's married to the sister. And the marriage that they have is a deraisa, a pikeach mit pichas. So the ishtoi that falls, the achois ishtoi that falls, the achois ishtoi, it's an erva, forget about it. Muteris the shuk. What about meis pikeach bal pichas? Oi, pikeach passed away, and now this pichas falls to him to Yibam. Mayasa chedesh bal chareshes. Now his own kiddushin with the chareshes is drabon. He's a chedesh, he's a chareshes. The Zika that coming in from his late brother, that's a Zika deraisa. Oh, so that Zika is stronger than his own marriage. And like we said before, Moises Yishim again, he has to go and send his wife away with a get, because they're not allowed to live together. It's a choiziku kasa. Bear in mind, here we're talking about a chedesh and a charesh. What I was going to ask in a moment. What about the Eishazachim? What about that wife that felt him leave him? Asur Leon, he'll never be able to do anything with her. He can't give her a chalitza, because he's a chedesh. He can't go and do Yibam, because that's Achoyis Ishtoi, and therefore Achoyis Gerush Asai, and therefore he can't marry her. So Nebuch she started. But now the Gemara asks the clincher, V'hahacha delav isura dida ikka, delav isura dida ikka. You can't go and be doche the rai like we said before. His isser, her isser, both of them are charoshim. It's as if both of them are ketanim. And we said back on the Yomid Aleph, if you hold that cotton oichel neveis, Ain and Bezim and Tzumla Frishoi, when can the Chedesh and Chareshes live together and just don't say anything? Well, not that we authorize it, not that we vindicate their behavior, but just not get involved. Let them do whatever they want. Uktani Moitzis Ishtar Beget. So you see very clearly that Bezim is Mitzvah Frishoi. Om Rav Shmaya, you have no riot. Here's a special thing. Gezeira Mishom, Hatoras Yevoma Lishuk. What's the Hatoras Yevoma Lishuk? Let's look at the last Rashi in the Perek, second line from the top. Mishum Gzeiras Hatorah Liyom Lishuk the Rashi. The Amrinan Taysev Gabei Taysev Chareshes Gabi Chedesh. If we would say, let them live together and not say anything, Lo Yad the Inchi the Time Mishum Katan Oichel Nevelasu. They wouldn't think that the reason is because of Katan Oichel. They wouldn't realize that that's the reason. Besabri, they will think the Kiddushin Dida Dochu Lo Lezika the Pichas Achoisa. Since we allow for the Chedesh and Chareshes to continue living together, and since that other lady, meaning the Yevama, is not part of the, is not in the picture, then they're going to go and say, if the Chedesh and Chareshes continue to live together, Muzuk saying that that's a good Kiddushin, and therefore the Pichas is an Achois Ishtoi, and Achois Ishtoi is now Mataris Ashok. The Ain Boil Achoisu Kukase. They will assume that there is no Isra Achoisu Kukase, because you see that the rabbis are allowing the Chedesh and Chareshes to live together. Hilkach Osin Mishraya L'Achoisu L'Shuk. Then they're going to go and say that the other sisters Mataris Ashok. What did we say in the Mishnah? We said the Eishes Achav Asur B'Oilam. She's stuck forever. We're going to go and say Mutal Ashok, because we see Kishar Achois Isha, like any other normal Achois Isha, Shiptur Menachlitza. Because of this potential Chashash, that we're going to make a mistake in ruling vis-a-vis the Yevama. They said, you know what? Don't let the Chesh and Chareshes continue to live together. Even if you hold the Bezim by even if you hold that a Kotten Oichel Nevelis, ain't Bezim Mitzvah L'Afrishoi. Here it's not because of Mitzvah L'Afrishoi, ain't Mitzvah. The reason is because we have Exeil, because of the Yevama Shuk. Therefore, we cannot be poshut one way or the other.
You say, she's ushered to the Cheresh forever. But she is mutter to go and marry somebody else, of course, right?
She is going to be stuck in limbo forever.
She cannot marry anyone ever, because of her brother.
She has a Zika, and how do you resolve Zika? The one of two ways.
Either through Galitza or Yadetza.
These are through chalitza or through
yibum.
Can the chayush do chalitza?
No.
Can
no.
he do yibum?
No.
No. Nebuch, she's stuck in limbo. She has a zika, which cannot be resolved.
She's really trapped.
Nebuch, there are tragedies all the time.
Why chayush cannot do yibum?
There's a reason we can learn. It says in the pasuk, "Ish." He said, "Me'ena ish l'hakam lachem shem b'Yisrael." The more learns from the word "ish," "ish" from cotton, from cheresh, all of those wonderful guys. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's the gabi cotton. The reason why the gabi cheresh is because the cheresh is not about kriya. See, you can tell me what kriya is.
It's not akev.
Because he can't be a kriya. Because of the Bible. Yeah, Har no loche. Zok to Mishnah. A pretty straightforward Mishnah. Gemara. Husband went together with a wife, they went on a trip, a business trip, touring.
East Africa,
maybe. East Africa, they went to vacation, wherever they went. And, Baruch Hashem, Shalom Bein Eilu Beino, the husband and wife, Baruch Hashem, had a wonderful relationship. Shalom Bo'olam. And, Baruch Hashem, there was peace in the world. There were no fighting going on in that region. And then she comes back a month later, Bava Umrah. Ay, what can I tell you? Nebuch, Meiz Bali, we had Nebuch a boating trip, and Nebuch, my husband drowned, Rachmon Utslan. Tinos, she's allowed to go and get remarried. Meiz Bali, she said, my husband died. This Yavam, if there is a Yavam, she's allowed to marry the Yavam. In other words, what the Mishnah is telling us is, she doesn't have to bring one Eid or two Eidim. If she says that everything, if we know that the relationship was on the surface, beautiful and rosy, and Baruch Hashem, everything was peaceful, so if she comes back and says that the husband died, you can rely on her that the husband died. If there was not peace in the world, the Gemara is going to go and say, it's going to be the next case, it's what we call bididami. Bididami means that she makes a major presumption. She was, overnight she was there in this hotel, and then some terrorists came, and Nebuch, they went and started shooting erratically all over and killing hundreds of people, Nebuch Rachman Litzlan. So she might bid the dummy come back and say, my husband died. Not that she knows for sure, but she knows everybody else in the hotel or in the town or whatever all passed away. She just assumes that the same thing happened to the husband. Oh, you can't rely on assumptions. You have to have the concrete evidence. But here we're talking about that there was shown by him. There's no problem, no terrorist, no nothing. And never she says her husband passed away. We can rely on her statement. However, Sholem Beino Lebeino Umulchama Ba'ilam, if, although there was a wonderful relationship between husband and wife, there was Muhammad in that area. Or Kitata Beino Lebeino, the Sholem Ba'ilam, even though in that area everything was fine, but everybody knew that the husband and wife's relationship was on the rocks. Ubasadi Yaman, she comes back and says, Meiz Bali, Ain't in Amenis, then she is not Ne'eman. And again, the Gemara is going to say, because bit of dummy, meaning because she's just making a presumption, and in the case of whereas Ketata Beinoy Lebeina, she so much dislikes the husband, she said, yeah, he's probably dead, and who needs him anyway, and I could care less, and I want to stay away from him, and even if he comes back, I want to remain Osetim, I don't want to get even close to him. So therefore, then Ein Nemenes, we can't rely. Rabbi Yehuda Oimel Oilam Ein Nemenes, El Im Kein, Basa Boichu Begidea Kruun. There has to be some sort of scenario where you can see from, if you will, circumstantial evidence that what she's saying is true. If she comes back, and then everybody says, what happened? You went on a vacation with your husband and everything was great. I can't even tell you what happened. It was terrible. If you say, she's boy, then that shows you that what she's telling is the truth. Yehuda, you don't have to have that type of circumstantial evidence. She comes back crying and the gadim are torn. If she says that everything is great, tinase, meaning that if it was Shalom Beinoy Lebeinah, and it was Shalom Ba'olam, and she says Meiz Bali, you can rely on that. You don't have to have any other evidence. And now the Gemara explains, why do we even need that first statement in the Mishnah, that there was Shalom Beinoy Lebeinah and Shalom Ba'olam? Isn't that the normal standard case? They come back from the vacation. We assume if they went on a vacation together that they were on good terms. And we assume that they went to a region, they didn't go now to Donbass in Ukraine to get hit over the head, chas v'shalom, by a missile or something like that. So isn't that the poshut assumption? So Zok to Yomara, you're right. We just want to show the contrast between the second case and the Mishnah, where there was a ketata between the two. We said Tana Shalom Ba'olam in the outset, Mishnuka Ba'olam Misli, Melchama Ba'olam. So that's why we did that introduction, but you're right. This stam, under normal circumstances, that would be the case. See, so look at the second Tosis here in the new parak. Tana Shalom Ba'olam, Tana Shalom Ba'olam, Tana Shalom Misli. It wasn't necessary to really spell it out. Isn't that normally the case? If they're going on a vacation, that's what the Gemara is telling us, that the Reish is really an introduction to tell us the contrast with the Sefer.
I don't understand why the Gemara goes through this. It happens so many times in the Mishnayos where we have a baseline case only to give a contrast. It's not the Reish of the Mishnah that's a surprise, it's the Gemara that even questions.
In fact, the Rajma and Ritva have a different shot in the Gemara. If you want, the article brings it as a different chapter. Omer Rava, my taima de melchama. What's the reason why Tak and the Sefer we don't believe her if there was a melchama? Shem de Omra bit a dummy. What means bit a dummy? That means that she's making a major assumption or presumption. Kasal kadaita. She thinks to herself, "V'cholhani de ikel who palit? I witnessed with my own eyes hundreds of people being gunned down and being killed. Pint, my husband was saved." Highly unlikely. So Gemara imtim Salaima kim de shalom beinoy lebeino natra ad chazia. So you're going to go and say to yourself, since they were on such good terms, beinoy lebeino, she's not going to just run and flee and say to herself, "Yeah, probably he died." Isn't she going to want to wait around to see for sure, to know maybe she can help? What's that? So Gemara not zim de machule begira oy beroimcha. Sometimes it's not going to be hand to hand street fighting. It's going to be somebody shooting an arrow or shooting a spear, or nowadays shooting a gun, and therefore it's far away and there's nothing that she can do. She can't get up close up front because Chas V'Shalom is a sakana in the streets. The Sovra, and she says to herself, "Vadi mes, I saw how Nebuch how the arrow Nebuch punctured him. I'm sure that Nebuch he bled to death, and she just ran for the hills." Maybe what she wasn't after when she fled, maybe a first aid, a Hatzolah person came on the scene and was able to go and put on a tourniquet or some other bandage, was able to go and save his life. So that's the reason why we don't believe in the Sefer. Now the Gemara wants to make a number of parallels. So that if Chas V'Shalom she comes back and says that my husband starved to death because where we were visiting was a famine, that's not like a case of war. Why? Deloy Amra Bidadami. There she wouldn't go and make presumptions and assumptions. Either he died from famine or he didn't die from famine. And then afterwards Rabbi changed his mind. He said, "Rabbi Harik Muhammad." No, the same type of situation. There was a real life case of a lady that came in front of Rabbi. Amra Lane, she said to Rabbi, "Bali Maisbarov, my husband died never in a famine." Amra Lass, he said to her, "Shaper Abdis, oh, you did the right thing. Kishizvis Navshech, that you saved yourself and you ran away from the scene. Because so kadaitanu hupurta nafiyasa tishavkisle havachayet. Would you think that just by leaving over that small little pekala of kemach, of flour, with that he could have lived? Impossible, he certainly couldn't have lived. You did the right thing to flee." Now, Rava apparently wanted to go and try to catch her, because in fact, Amalei, so she said to Rava, "Wow, my name is Yoda, I see that you're really smart, that you know that under those circumstances, it's not possible for a person to long live." So what Rava was trying to draw out by asking her, he was trying to draw out that in fact, she didn't see him actually die, she just made that assumption, because all they had left there with his pekel in his backpack was a small kizayis of a little bit of kemach, a little flour. On that you can't survive. However, of course, it could be that after she fled the scene, maybe he did survive after all. And that's why Rabbi changed his mind, that Oben is kimuchama, that with the dummy she made a real presumption. Hard to Omer Rabbi, and then later on, Rabbi felt that Oben is even greer muchama, it's even worse than muchama. Why is it worse? Dil muchama ki Omer meis bali min muchama udle mehem. Then we wouldn't believe her because we're going to assume that she just left him for dead on the battleground or on the field or wherever, and maybe afterwards a person came and bandaged him. What happens if Hameis Amitasa? What happens if she said there was like a battle going on, but my husband died a natural death in his bed? Then we would believe her because there's no svara that in the dummy she thought he was dead. You're dead. She said, "I saw him dead in his bed. He's dead." Gabir Avon, Adi Amra Meis Ukvartir. There we won't believe it until she actually went and buried him. Why do we say only with Beriam? So Rashi says, because in such a case, she sees her husband Nebuch dying on the bed. Again, it could be Bididami, she assumes that he's dead already, but maybe in fact, he's not dead, he's just in a coma. And then after that, somebody will go and give a peg, and they'll go and feed him to Bislach a little bit, and he's going to wake up again. So therefore, it's only after she says, not only was I at the Ptira, I was there at the Hespedim, I was there in the Beis HaChaim when they buried him. What about Amapolis? Nebuch, a building collapsed, like they had Nebuch in Surfside a year ago. Harilukamukama, the Umra, again bit of dummy. Again, the assumption is 77 people, whatever number of people, Nebuch died in that, the building collapsed. He probably died too. She just didn't know that there was an ear pocket in the basement and he was able to crawl out and he's alive. If you hear that Nebuch, that there are all types of snakes and scorpions running loose, poisonous snakes, it's also like a mechama, the Amr bin Adami. She assumes that he was Nebuch poisoned like everybody else, but maybe he climbed up a tree and was able to escape from all those snakes and scorpions. What about Deborah? What about a pestilence? Amri lo hariyuk l'mechama, amri lo hariyuk l'mechama. Some say it's like a mechama, some say it's like a Amri lo hariyuk l'mechama, the Amri bin Adami. Once again, there's a pestilence, so she assumes, you know, Nebuch, 1,000 people died in this terrible makefa. He also probably died. The Amri lo hariyuk l'mechama, it's different. The Samchiyara Amr Inchi, because we're saying what people say. Sheva Shonen Haba Moisa, it was Taken Nebuch a plague for 7 years. However, the Inish Beloy Shani, Loy Ozl. But nobody died prematurely. Nebuch in this terrible plague, plenty of people who were already in their 80s and 90s and 100s, they passed away in the nursing homes. But those people that were walking around 20, 30s, 40, Baruch Hashem, they all lived to a nice old life. So here too, even though there's Nebuch a Deber and people are dying, but people that were not immunocompromised and people that were not aged, Baruch Hashem, similar, that reminds us of our COVID situation, that Bederach Klal, most healthy people live through it, and we should all be have Arichas Yom Mishan. Stop over here. Hey. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi Yisrael Zagiben.